yeah. For sure. We need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists.
I appreciate
you know,
that, man.
Yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Listen, this is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip-hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quickly, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually has the skill of dictation.
Many faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. Tailor-made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York.
Yeah, yo, yeah, yeah, peace and love, peace and love. What up, everybody? This is Manny Faces. This is the New York Hip Hop Report. We're here Sunday nights, 10 p.m., live and direct. Thank you once again for checking in with us. If you're listening live, we love you listening, man. There's a place you could, you know, be or things you could be doing right now besides checking us out live. We appreciate you. And, of course, if you catch us on the archive, then, you know, shouts to you as well, man. We appreciate you checking in and taking some time to download us and, you know, get us on your podcast situation. We appreciate that. Of course, we are an iTunes podcast, so if you want to find out how you can catch us on a regular basis, maybe stumbling upon us, you can catch us at iTunes. It's a free podcast download. And, of course, if you go to the site, you can just kind of follow our RSS feed and catch us there in your regular podcast catching application. We are live Sunday night around 10 p.m., 10 p.m. live and direct, once again, out of New York City metropolitan area. And we are here to bring you sort of a hip-hop report. So we're kind of reporting on New York hip-hop. Real simple. New York hip-hop music and culture, of course, because so many people forget about the side of hip-hop past the radio and past the music. So we try to make sure that we incorporate a lot of all the aspects of hip-hop culture into this show and make sure that we cover the gamut of eras. So we want to definitely talk about things that are happening or of interest to the folks who are old school, true school type heads, as well as the new and people who are just coming up on the scene time as teenagers and people who are just in the mix anywhere in between. Once again, my name is Manny Faces. I'm the creator and host of this show. I also founded Birthplace Magazine a bunch of years ago, birthplacemag.com, the number one the number one website for New York area hip-hop. If we're having any choppy, if I'm sounding choppy, I apologize. I really got to tell you that this Blog Talk Radio Network is incredibly convenient. It's helpful for us to you know, have this platform that we don't have to, that we reach all of you guys for free. We can get people to call in and give their two cents. But I tell you, this technology behind their system failed us several times. So I am not entirely pleased. If anyone listening by any stretch of the imagination knows some way that we can amplify our message, perhaps on a different platform, perhaps on some other type of options like FM radio or satellite radio or a better internet-based station network, please reach out. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Info, nyhiphopreport.com. So I hope you guys can hear me. I, of course, am getting some notifications. Everything's a little choppy, so it's what we got to live with. But if you have any ideas to help us out, give us a call or hit us up on the email. I'm joined by my co-host with the most, who's giving me tips on how I sound and how the technology is holding out, because he's not where I am. We don't do this in the same place at the same time. I'm out on Long Island, Strong Island, where I rest. He is up in the Bronx where the people are fresh, and his name is Steve Ortiz. What up, Steve?
Hey, what up? What up, Manny? What's up, everyone? It's nice to be on. And, of course, people know we're live because you only get that choppiness when it's raw, live, and gritty.
You know what it is. It's, you know, hip hop, man. I sound a little bit better right now there, Steve?
Yeah, you sounded better. It's a couple
right.
of those.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different factors. There's, of course, Blog Talk Radio, the network, of course, my internet connection, maybe your internet connection or your phone. You know, there's a lot of things going on, but we can hear us. This is like the 127th episode. We are not new to this. We've been doing this for quite some time, and most of the time things run pretty well. So we'll just keep going, and you guys can hear us loud and clear. So what it is tonight we're going to talk about a couple of things.
Still there, man?
Yeah, I'm here. Check one, two. How do we sound?
You're all right. It was getting real choppy, like real heavy, like about 30 seconds ago.
All right. Well, keep going, and hopefully you let me know how I sound. So, friends bear with us, obviously, at the mercy of the platforms that we are operating and paying for, by the way. So, once again, I groan at the Blog Talk Radio Network, which has failed us mightily in the last month or so. But we're sticking with them because I don't have another way to get this important show to the people. I think that we asked a lot of people who are living on the archive and learning a lot from us. I just heard from some folks this week. Number of shows that we recommended to them and thanked me for, hipping them to a couple of events that were going on I didn't really have any way of knowing about. Of course, we do that in conjunction with our mothership connection, Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com, where you can find a great event calendar. New York area hip-hop events can be found at birthplacemag.com. We have some great upcoming events. We'll have some more on there for you. Sometimes we don't get to add them until the very last minute. Sometimes people send us their information at the very last moment. So please do check that. You can actually kind of plan your hip hop life if you're in the New York City area. And a night, Friday night, a Tuesday night, or a Thursday night, if you feel like getting hip hop on, there's usually something on the calendar that you may not have known about, specifically things that, you know, and aspects of hip hop that aren't music related but are still hip hop and fun. You know, we all know that our mainstream media in New York, quote unquote, media doesn't cover these things and doesn't give you the information. And we know a lot of people that are doing really great stuff, so we try to pass that information as best we can. So that calendar is super important. Check it out.
I'm saying, I mean, you guys, you know, you've. I would have found out about Pumpkinhead and the renaming of the street until I got the email from Birthplace. I mean, it's an important issue, and you know, it's I'm glad it's being considered.
Yeah, you know, obviously we try to let people know about all the things that are happening. We're involved in so many projects right now. I got to tell you that it's been slow on birthplacemag.com. We're trying to get good writers to help us out. So once again, holler at us if you if you feel that you can help us in that regard. But when it comes to important stuff that's really not being covered by the hip-hop media, you know, it's funny. I looked around. It seemed like the only other place that was talking about Pumpkinhead Street being the street renaming quest that proponents are after. Let's name a Park Slope Avenue after Pumpkinhead, the late rapper who passed away earlier this year. Was DNAinfo.com. DNAinfo.com. So it's really remarkable that, you know, here's a big hip-hop event. Every hip-hop media outlet, in fact, many mainstream media outlets, jumped on the story when Pumpkinhead passed. They were quick to, they were quick to, I'm going to try, Steve, hold me down for a minute. I'm going to try to, to work on this this connection, and we'll come back in 1 second. Guys, I do want you to hear this. Hopefully this will play real well for you. This is just give me a moment. Let me check this out.
Sure, man. So, yeah, well, I mean, with Pumpkinhead, you know, everyone was talking about his death. You know, even though a lot of outlets had never even talked about Pumpkinhead to begin with. And now what we have is, you know, new news regarding renaming of a street. And, you know, in honor of Pumpkinhead, and now, you know, all of a sudden everyone forgot who Pumpkinhead was. So I find that very interesting. If you're still with us, this is the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces. And we're just going through some technical difficulties, but hopefully we'll be able to get everything going. A lot of choppiness on this Blog Talk Radio platform, but you know, it's you're back with us?
Yeah, I mean, I'm here. I don't know if it's going to be any better. I do apologize for any choppiness. I'm going to keep going as if we're broadcasting the way we're supposed to. Just keep hitting me, Steve, when it gets kind of crazy, just so I know and can keep track of it. The interesting thing about the Pumpkinhead renaming, of course, story up on birthplacemag.com, is that the street that they want to rename, it's a street in Park Slope where Pumpkinhead, also known as PH, government name Robert Diaz, they've cleared their initial hurdle in the quest to get the street renamed after him over there in Park Slope, a portion of DeGraw Street between 4th and 5th Avenue in Park Slope, Brooklyn, where he lived. And, you know, often represented his neighborhood, certainly best known for his album Orange Moon over Brooklyn, and always repping the neighborhood and talking about, you know, where he came up. It was interesting because to get a street name, now we had on this show a brother named Leroy McCarthy a bunch of episodes ago, and he was telling us about his efforts to get the intersection in the Lower East Side that the photograph of Beastie Boys album Paul's Boutique was taken.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's also behind the efforts to get Christopher Wallace Way, the a street named after Biggie Smalls. So he's been involved in a few, and of course you've talked, you've brought to the table, they're trying to rename a section of the Bronx after Big Pun.
So this isn't
a new thing, but it's often something that is met with resistance.
Well, has any dead rapper successfully gotten a street? I don't even think anyone has.
I'm not sure. I think these are the ones that are, you know, that have been in the mix, and I don't think, I mean, if they haven't given it to Biggie yet, I mean, I'm not sure, you know, what it takes. But I'll say this was interesting. So again, I wrote it up in birthplacemag.com. I noticed that it had been written up on dnainfo.com. And shouts to them for covering a nice hip hop, you know, event. The community board meeting is where this first has to happen. You'll recognize that when Five Points was going through its trials and tribulations, we were there covering as people were speaking out at community board meetings. So in New York City, when you want to get something done along these lines, you have to take it to the community board, which is a gathering of residents who have decided or been elected or chosen themselves to represent the community. And one of the things that they decide on is whether or not these things can should continue. So they taken it to the community board, but the transportation committee, and they're the ones that deal with naming of roads or such after, you know, in memoriam to certain people. So you've seen it throughout New York City. You see that it happens, but you're right. There's been some call to make some rappers be recognized by their cities, by their city. So what you want to do is you want to get through the community board meeting first, and you want to then, once they've approved it, you have to go through the full board of the community board, and then you have to go to the city council. So there's been, again, resistance, and I think that part of it is because of hip-hop's general bad reputation.
It has to be, because I mean, cops, you know, I mean, there's cops that die in the line of duty, and you know, rest in peace to them and mucho props to them, but they get streets named after them on the regular,
right? I think you're, you know,
and that's a totally different thing, and it's, you know, that's, and it's fine, and I'm all for it, but you know,
right,
people like Pumpkinhead passed away, or
it's not just cops. You're right. I mean, it's not just cops. I mean, let's not forget that many of the streets in New York City, to begin with, were named after people, right? You know, so you know, many of these people, you know, throughout history. And I know it's a big thing. You can't just, you know, willy-nilly. There has to be a process. But at the same time, there's got to be some, you know, some leeway when it comes to people of different cultures and such. and musicians and famous people who touched people's lives or who meant a lot to a certain neighborhood. So again, Pumpkinhead, you know, one of the things that was funny on the DNA Info article, someone was quoted as basically, you know, one of these community board members was saying, well, when I first heard he was a rapper, I was like, oh God, you know, no way. And then, okay, he wasn't that kind of rapper. You know, so they admitted that.
That bullshit, man.
Their initial, you know, their initial feeling was one of negativity, and then had to be shown that, you know, he wasn't rapping about guns and violence, and he wasn't, you know, following the trends of the industry. He was, you know, you should know what Pumpkinhead was about. So we'll see what happens. I mean, we're very hopeful, of course, that you know, when you have somebody who means a lot to a neighborhood, who represents the neighborhood, who's, you know, an artist.
And, yeah, you know, it's one block.
I got to tell
block?
You.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Is it that? I mean,
I got to tell
on.
You, in the changing landscape of New York City, with a lot of the history and a lot of the community being changed over, you know, maybe they should do it whereas it's like, okay, but there's a 20-year limit. I don't know the rules. I don't know if, like, you know, if you name somebody, you know, if you name, I think Jam Master J may have a section of Queens named
Jam
J-Way.
Way.
Yeah, right. I think that might be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's true.
Okay. Just
but
occurred
that's based
to me.
On also, but that's also based on Run DMC's, you know, obviously he's part of Run DMC, but
right.
I mean, it's based on their legacy as well. Because
right.
I think him alone, let's say if he wasn't part of Run DMC and he was just a regular DJ, you know, he might be going through the same things that, you know, Pumpkinhead and Ben. Pumpkinhead, but Biggie Smalls
right.
and Big Pun and then the Beastie Boys are going
well,
through. And I'm surprised the Beastie Boys.
If you remember Leroy, Beastie Boys had some, like, you know, kind of raucous lyricism.
Well,
in their day. I think, and judging by the reaction of the person who, you know, had that reaction at the community board meeting, I think what it is they have a problem with the lyrics. I think they have a problem with when you go back and you say, well, what did this person represent? You know, they can't look necessarily past a few sound bites or a few lyrics to understand the impact that somebody might have had on, you know, a generation of music lovers, a generation
mm-hmm.
of community members. Remember hip-hop being a culture and being a lifestyle, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it goes past some, you know, curses or raucous lyrics. You know, certainly some of the great masters of our time, right, from authors to movie makers have filled their the screen with violence and foul language, you know, and
sure,
negative,
yeah.
You know, and negative imagery. We most often talk about The Godfather, for example, yet it's heralded as one of the greatest films of all time. And nobody would say that, you know, that anyone affiliated with that movie shouldn't be honored to a high level. So obviously we find that the general public, this is why I rail a lot, Steve, a lot about, the general public needs to have a better understanding of hip hop. You know, a lot of people say, well,
yeah.
F the general public, you know, if the Daily News puts this, or Geraldo Rivera says something about hip hop and he doesn't always talk about, people be like, ah, F him. It doesn't matter. Stop listening to him. Just, you know, focus on the good. And I got to tell you, man, I'm more and more these days. I'm like, yo, the general public has to learn more about this music
yeah.
and culture.
Dude,
you
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that's
yeah.
the biggest problem hip-hop faces today.
Mm.
You know, just the general public is just, they just don't know. And it's scary.
I think it's difficult, man. I think it's really, I agree with you. I don't think a lot of people understand or think about that. Maybe they don't think about that. So one of the things that you need to do, because if you want to have your fallen hip-hop heroes honored, and there's going to be a ton. I mean, listen, hip-hop is now only, what, 40-some years old. You know, we're last episode of this show, we talked about all the OGs, but the OGs are still around, a lot of them. You know, but rest in peace to DJ AJ, who I think we might have mentioned last show, it just happened. You know, but we're going to lose pioneers more and more, and there are going to be people who have made incredible impacts on art, music, Americana. and they're going to want these honors. And if the general public, who is generally the ones who are deciding whether or not these things should happen, aren't being informed properly about exactly what hip hop is, what rappers do, and, you know, that you could separate the lyrics from somebody who might be an entertainer or somebody who might be, you know, relaying the voice of his community, shouldn't necessarily be held accountable or be told that they're not significant because of the content of their lyrics, the content that in many cases they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone likes to, you know, throw big praise at like a Jay-Z or whatever. Jay-Z's content wasn't any better than, you know, Pumpkinhead or Biggie Smalls. Like, Jay-Z had as much negativity in his lyrics, you know, but there's a storytelling thing going on. There's a lot of aspects that I think people don't understand. So it was refreshing to hear that someone in the community board meeting was like, oh, he's not that kind of rapper. Okay, you know, I could see where this guy's a family man. He repped his neighborhood. People loved him, and he had done this for a number of years. Didn't rap about guns and violence. You know, was a wordsmith. You know, kept to those ideals. Let's pass this initial bid to get the street named in his honor. So now it has to go to the full board, and it has to go to the you know, full city council. We'll see what happens. I actually wanted to go to the community board meeting. I often, you know, try to make it to these things, and I wasn't able to, but I would have offered to speak on behalf because of just my closeness to Pumpkinhead. I knew him, met him, but, you know, wasn't close to him, but just to try to get this
mm-hmm.
understanding across to the general public, the people in the community who might be misled by the general, reputation of hip hop, who might be, wary of such an honor being bestowed onto anybody from that community. So luckily I didn't have to. It seemed like it was there were people who did it, and it was passed. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
I mean, listen, if it meets, you know, if his application meets the minimum qualifications, yeah, I would think it would get considered. I mean, it's a small block.
Right.
City of, you know, thousands of blocks. You know, what's the harm in it, especially if he meets the minimum, you know, if he meets the qualifications. He was a positive dude in general, so, you know, why not?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
the streets have been named for cops, for, you know, priests, for, you know, you name it.
Well, listen, I think there's probably some other musicians and artists, and,
yeah.
You know, again, if you're going to do it for Jam Master Jay, I did look it up, Run DMC Jam Master Jay Way is, of course, 205th in Hollis in Queens, and, you know, this was a man, of course, who was, you know, instrumental and part of a great group, but, I mean, let's have some pride in New York City. I wouldn't mind seeing Ways posted up by all kinds of artists and people who are maybe sometimes unsung heroes, you know,
yeah.
Not just the cops. I mean, listen, all respect due to the cops and firefighters who, you know, gave their lives. And, you know, I mean, geez, we just had a 9/11 pass. I mean, if you did a way for every firefighter who, you know, passed away that day, you know, I get it, man. I'm all for that. But at the same time, there's some unsung heroes that have made an impact. And again, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great to have a Robert Diaz Way in Park Slope to let people know, well, who's Robert? Who's Pumpkinhead? What is this guy about? Who's PH Pumpkinhead? And you say, no, he was a rapper. And they go, oh, they give a way to a rapper and have the same attitude that this person had in the community board. And they say, well, you know, actually, and then they extol all the great virtues about what Pumpkinhead represented as an artist, as a rapper. Wouldn't that be great? Like, isn't that something that hip hop needs? Again, I advocate hip hop. I advocate for the positives and the expansiveness of hip hop, all of it, you know? So while you have whatever on the radio and you want to talk negativity about this, that, and the third, I'm cool with some of the stuff on the radio. I'm not a nose in the air purist. But at the same time, let's have something where you can represent it a different way to show people that there's a balance, to show people that hip hop is not a monolith. It's not just one thing. It's many things. And there's some great stuff in there as well, you know? So, you know, let's hope that comes through, you know? Let's see what happens. We'll keep you updated with that, of course. This is the New York Hip Hop Report. And so thusly, we report on New York Hip Hop. and things of that nature in our area. Once again, shouts to the friends and family of Pumpkinhead who have gone forth and made this quest to change the name of DeGraw Street over there in Brooklyn in his honor. We will check that out and keep you updated. In the meantime, in between time, once again, we are brought to you by Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com, the number one website for New York hip-hop. And, of course, we're also brought to you by our friend Ill Spoken, who is running group DJ lessons. You want to be a DJ? You want to learn how to DJ? Not a push-button DJ. No Paris Hiltons around here, right? A real DJ, turntablism, scratching, cutting, blending, party rocking, doing all that stuff. Check out Ill Spoken, rocking group DJ lessons for a great price out of Funkadelic Studios. Check out Funkadelic Studios, Ill Spoken, group DJ lessons. Let's hear from Brother Ill to tell us about what he's got going on. Check it out.
Yo, shouts to the homie Manny Faces, the Manny Faces Show on Birthplace Magazine. This is Ill Spoken, and I'm holding intro to DJ group lessons for beginners at Funkadelic Studios in the heart of Times Square. I'm going to be teaching mixing, equipment, song structure, party rocking, MC over here, you know what I'm saying? Booking tips, all held at Funkadelic Studios throughout September, daytime classes, evening classes, and a few weekend intensives. You want to know more about it? Dial 212-696-2513 or email funkadelicstudios@gmail.com. This is Ill Spoken. Yo, one love, Manny.
All right, there it is. Once again, Ill Spoken. Ill Spoken is toured the world. He's a great MC. He's the host of Freestyle Monday. It's one of our favorite events, and we're partnered with. But we would do it even if we would big you up. We would big them up even if we weren't partnered with them, because it's quite literally one of my favorite events in New York City music. You don't even have to be a fan of rap. Matter of fact, if you hate rap, I want to see everybody who hates rap to come out to Freestyle Mondays. First Monday of every month, Meridian 23 on West 23rd. Is it West? West 23rd Street? 23rd. Meridian 23. Google it, bitches. And you'll find that you'll have a great time musically with B-boy battles, DJ battles, and a great game show MC battle that's been going on like 13, 14 years, this whole Freestyle Mondays gig. It's free. So I'll give you all your admission money back if you don't like it, and come down to check it out first Mondays at Meridian 23 about 8:30 at night, and come check out real hip hop. Y'all want real hip hop, right? It's funny, Steve. Be like, yo, they don't do real hip hop anymore, man. Yo, in one night for free in the middle of Manhattan, early on a Monday night, you can see B-boys battling. You can see DJs getting their cut and scratch on. You can see MCs. You can see freestyling, right? And you can see some women and some dudes, white, black, Puerto Rican, Haitian, Martian, all in the same spot having a good time. And you talking about there's no real hip hop anymore. Okay. All right, Facebook hip hop critics. Come out to Freestyle Mondays, first Monday of every month, and I'll show you something different. And I told you I'll give you all your admission money back. If I'm lying, I'm dying. This is Manny Faces. This is the New York Hip Hop Report. Every Sunday night, 10 p.m. to about 11:30. I think we'll go a little short tonight. I got a lot of projects I'm working on, and I don't have time for y'all. No, I'm just playing. I gotta cut out soon. Steve Ortiz is in the place to be. He's up in the Bronx where the people are fresh, and apparently we're sounding a little bit better now, so thanks for riding with us through the initial choppy moments. Technology is a bitch. I'd rather just be standing on a corner with a megaphone and have y'all surrounding me, warrior style. Can you dig it? I just saw Rubble Kings, great documentary, the gang situation out there in the South Bronx where you're at, Steve, man. You haven't seen this documentary yet. It's on Netflix. You definitely got to check it out. One of the things we'll move on to, come back and talk about that in a little bit. We talked about Pumpkinhead, his street being renamed out there in Brooklyn, which would be a great thing. One of the things that happened, we got a few event previews coming up, and we'll talk about a couple things happening this week in hip-hop in New York City. And we'll talk about one of them with someone who's involved with it, and also one of the events that just passed. So this weekend, the Source Magazine had their second annual Source 360 lineup of events. This was a few days. They've done this conference. I don't call it a conference, a festival, whatever you want to call these things. One day they have a few panel discussions. They have a couple of concerts. They have a up and coming, you know, kind of situation. Kind of like what the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival does. Kind of like what A3C does. You know, they've thrown their hat into the festival ring last year. And I didn't check out too much of it last year, and I wasn't able to have us attend this year. So I wasn't thoroughly impressed because I'm, you know, because you know me. I don't, you know, sometimes how these hip-hop organizations rep hip-hop doesn't really impress me out of the gate. I wasn't too impressed with what they had planned, how they phrased it, how they call themselves a celebration of all the aspects of hip-hop and only threw, like, token stuff to some of the other aspects, and it had a concert which didn't seem very expansive to me. But that's just me being, you know, the cynic that I am when it comes to these things. I would like to find out, though, and I put this call out to find out anyone who attended, you know, maybe can give their two cents on it. Let me know whether their panel discussions in particular were helpful. So I reached out to somebody that I know who was in the place to be, who happens to also have a big event coming up this week, and also happens to be a really cool dude who's a really talented MC himself. One of the, I got to find a name for, like, you know how there's Greek gods, you know what I mean? Like, there's these gods that are, like, a little bit a level above everybody. Not quite Zeus, because Zeus is Zeus, you know what I mean? But these guys, like, have this upper echelon of abilities. And on the freestyle rap scene, this guy is one of them gods. You know what I mean? He has a name like a god. He sounds like he got his name from, you know how like there's the Wu-Tang name generator? So he got his name from like he got his name from like the Egyptian god generator.com. Yo, Osiris Anthem, welcome to the New York Hip Hop Report. What up, brother?
Yo, what's going on, Manny? Yo, you're a riot, man.
Yeah, well, no. You know what it is. Listen, long overdue. You've never called the show before, have you?
No, I haven't. You know what I mean? I got ADD, bro. So sometimes my heart will be in something. I'll intend to do something, and then I'll just lose it. And I'm not even joking, man. Like,
I understand. Listen, you're creative, man. That's how creative minds work sometimes, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, I got nothing but love for you, though, bro. You know, nothing but love.
Yo, back at you, sir. Like I say, I speak highly of you, not because you pay me to, but, you know, nobody pays me.
You mean despite the fact that I pay you to? That's what you mean.
I mean, like, is that the right word? We shouldn't discuss this live. No, brother, unfortunately, nobody pays me to do any of this talk. But, I, of course, we've come upon you 1,000 times, rocking over at Freestyle Mondays, the aforementioned, and rocking over at Legendary Cyphers. And, of course, anywhere where there's a microphone and MCs, freestyling, cyphering, battling, Supreme Bars, I've seen you over there. Like, you get in the mix, the McDonald's B-Boy, something happened a couple weeks ago. You were there. I didn't even know you were going to be there, and I see you there. You know what I mean? So you're definitely one that's out here showing and proving in New York City and beyond. So I always enjoy watching you do your thing, man. So much love back at you. So obviously we had already spoken because you had an event coming up this week. We're going to come back to that in a second. It just so happens that it caught my eye that you were at the Source 360 panels. And again, being cynical, I wanted to know how to Source, you know, magazine, which I think has failed us as a media outlet over the years, but has recently stuck their neck out in terms of, you know, putting together this multi-day festival / concert / you know, celebration of hip hop music and culture, they call it. You know, what did you as an artist, as, you know, an intelligent man, as a, you know, purveyor of this culture, what did you get? What did you find? What did they do? You know, give me a report, if you would, on what you saw going down at the 360 Source event.
Okay. Well, I mean, I wasn't there from dusk till dawn. So I can't give you, you know, a full report on everything that was going on.
No doubt.
I do understand where you come from as far as the Source not being the best source, no pun intended, for, you know, all the levels of hip-hop. What I will say is the reason I ended up there is because a friend of mine, her name is Fun, she has an event called Sunday Funday. It happens every third Sunday in different venues in Brooklyn. If you guys ever want to look that up, it's # I Love Funday. Source Magazine had actually reached out to her about her event. And her event is a very underground scene. It's a lot of conscious, like, there's the conscious side of hip-hop that's very heavy and popping and really rolling in New York right now. And her
yes,
event
indeed.
Is like a symbol of that. And so they reached out to her to bring out some of the poets and singers and artists that she puts on her stage to be at that event. So I will definitely give them credit for that, because she represents, or her event just represents that sound and that look. So I'll definitely
right.
give them credit for reaching out to her. When I was there, they had a couple of people on stage. They had Andy Cohen. I don't remember who he is or what he does, but I know the name for some reason, and I know he's important for some reason. But Andy Cohen was there. A woman named Latrice, who's one of the VP, she's the VP of marketing at Epic Records, was there. And I can't remember this guy's name, but he's one of the founders of RapGenius.com. They were there, and when I arrived, they were just having a conversation about just general things in hip-hop, about how the game is now, where it's going, and I'll say it was very informative. It was very informative. They were talking about Future, Bobby Shmurda, and, you know, these guys and their role in the game. And it was interesting. It was definitely interesting because, you know, we always have these conversations, you know, all over Facebook, people argue. You argue with your friends, this, that, and the third about what's going on in the game and what means what. But it was
right.
good to hear their perspectives on things, you know?
Interesting.
So that was
yeah.
dope.
That's what's up. Now, as an artist yourself, you know, we haven't really talked. I see you performing a lot. I know you do music, as you know, not just freestyling and being out there at these, you know, battles and ciphers, but, you know, you work on music as well. You're an artistic dude. You know, what do you, you know, what's your, does anything change after something like this when you hear industry people talk? Because I've gone to some of these things myself, and I'm not an artist myself, but I've been an artist, so I come in kind of riding for the artist. And
yeah, you absolutely do, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm of that mind frame because, you know, I think even in my media world, I'm kind of like, you know, David against Goliath in that world. So I kind of feel that way. And I listen to some of the guys, you know, and I feel sometimes they're like politicians in a way. And I'm not saying that this is what happened there, but they'll give you enough so that you feel like they understand you, but they don't really give you enough that it's like a real gem. So it's something to take
yeah.
away from it. But it's not like you're really getting anything out of it. Did you get anything out of it?
I mean, I kind of felt how you just felt about it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the things that they were saying about the industry. Now, every time the conversation of rappers, of trap rappers, and artists like Future and Bobby Shmurda, every time these artists come up, the conversation always turns into what they represent for society as a whole and for the culture as a whole. And it turned into, you know, a couple of people saying, you know, this is real life, you know, like Latrice and one of the other guys was saying on stage, like, this is, they're talking about things that are actually going on. And then a couple of people in the audience had questions about what this means for culture as a whole and what impact they have on as an artist and the children and this, that, and the third. And there weren't
sure.
really any gems that were being thrown out, nothing that really made you say, ah, that's the answer. You know, I think it really just depends on who you are and how you receive the information. Because I know you, me and you, we kind of think on the same wavelength when it comes to this hip-hop game sometimes. I know you're very open-minded and you have a very, I appreciate your perspective on these things. And so I know it, to me, it just really depends on who you are and how you take the information, you know? And
right.
so it wasn't really
right.
any, and no gems really got dropped. There were a couple
right.
of times where I agreed, and there were some times where I didn't agree. But yeah, nothing crazy.
I mean, the dialogue is good. You know, it's good to have dialogue in these things. I just, you know, so somebody, you know, when I kind of made a snarky remark about the lineup, and I said, well, it's nice to have a few, you know, panels that cover a few different aspects, but that doesn't make a celebration to me. You know what I mean? Like, if you wanted
yeah.
to have a, you know, a fully fledged celebration, then, you know, you would have a lot of the, you wouldn't talk necessarily about some of these artists. Let me rephrase that. You would demonstrate better all the aspects of hip hop. Like you said, if there's a great underground or a great conscious movement going on, I would have loved to see that be a big centerpiece. And it takes some risk.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
They are who they are. They're able to do that. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to gauge whether or not it's just lip service.
Well, I think like with them bringing out my friend's event, the Sunday Funday thing, I think that was dope of them to try to kind of highlight that a little bit. But most of the conversation that was going on in the first panel was just a lot of just where the industry is going from a business standpoint, what Rap Genius has meant, and it was another business that they were promoting. And I can't remember the name. You know, if I knew I was going to talk about it, I would have taken notes.
No, I got you. I like that we're just. No, I don't mind you like your organic, you know, feeling. You know, that's okay. You don't. I wouldn't hire you to be a reporter. I'm just curious.
All right, cool.
You know, my guest tonight though is Osiris Anthem. He's an MC, multi-talented cat out of Brooklyn. You're from Brooklyn, yeah?
Yes, sir. Flatbush, Brooklyn. And you know my name. You were saying my name came from an Egyptian Wu-Tang generator. But, you know, it's an anagram. It's actually an anagram of my real name. I'm not going to say my real last name. My first name is Matt Sear. And I was reading a book, Da Vinci's Code. I was reading the book, Da Vinci's Code. And there were anagrams in that book. And at the time, this is like, what, 7-8 years ago, I was like, yo, anagrams are cool. Let me see if I can make an anagram of my name. And that's how I ended up with that name, Osiris Anthem. So, but yeah, Wu-Tang generator might as well be high for getting that, right?
That's pretty good. That's all right, though. Yeah. Listen, you know, your name ring. You know, your name is ringing bells, so it's working. And, you know, it is definitely known in this indie scene. Matter of fact, one of the things that you also do on a semi-regular basis, or you know, I'm not sure exactly the frequency, is these events that you're having. Now you got one coming up this week. You do these tribute jams, and this week you're featuring Kendrick Lamar. Tell us about these tribute jams, and tell us about Tiger Speak.
Tiger Speak is a band that. I recently got involved with last summer. It was kind of, I'm not going to go into the whole story how I ran into them, but it was kind of ironic. But I ended up crossing paths with this dude named Michael. He's one of the leaders of the band. Gave me a flyer for his event. We rolled out. They were doing a tribute to Erykah Badu. And what they do is they take an artist's music and they just play it over the live instruments. And it sounds awesome. The band is awesome. And, you know, depending on the song, they might spit the lyrics exactly, or they might do their own little thing to it. They invite other artists to come on stage and to vibe with them too. It has a very good similarity to Arlene's Grocery and The Lesson, if anybody's familiar with that. But so we just choose an artist and we rock out with their music. I would say some of the dopest tributes that we've done in recent memory have been the Biggie tribute. That was super live, packed house. Everybody was turning up because, you know, everybody loves Biggie's lyrics. And we did like around the week of his birthday, too. Or March is his birthday or his death date? I can't remember. I think it's his death date. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the greatest rapper alive died on March 9th was the line. So, yeah. That's how I remember. That's the only reason cannabis.
Sometimes
that's the reason why I know. Although, on the flip side of that, I can't spell fabulous anymore. Because
he says it when he stopped saying it like 07, but he said it enough.
Yeah, but I don't know how to spell the real word.
Oh,
fabulous.
The real word because of fab.
I've totally lost that. So yeah. So
yeah, I think fab is messing up a lot of third graders back in like 2002 on the spelling test. Yeah.
Yeah, you had no spelling bee winners if you like just run.
If you were a fabulous fan, you're not winning no spelling bee.
But the
tribute, that one was dope. Outkast tribute was fire. Lawrence Hill tribute was fire. And we've done a bunch of other ones that were as dope as well in between. But you know, the big names just have a lot more energy and fire behind them. Lamar, we're doing his tribute this Wednesday. It's going to be at Black Bear Bar in Williamsburg. Address is 70 North 6th Street. It's going to start at approximately 8:30 p.m. Got to be 21 or older. I'm actually going to be opening up the show with my own set. I'm going to be doing a little poetry and a little bit of hip-hop because, you know, it's two sides of what I like to do. And it's going to be amazing. I actually just left rehearsal I just left rehearsal, and everything just sounds so awesome, man. Tiger Speak, yeah. They do things so well, bro.
That's dope, man. No, I've been hearing about it, obviously, from you, but the way I do things a lot with Birthplace Magazine and with this show and just, you know, trying to be on top of everything that's going on in New York is that when I start hearing about it from different avenues, when I start, you know, you tell me about it, that's good. But when I hear about it over here, somebody else is talking about it, now I know there's something going on. And, like, I'm a journalist, so they used to say when things come in threes, it's a trend. When I hear about it from three different places, I notice something's popping, and I've heard this about this. So, yeah, man. So I look forward to hopefully I get to swing through this one. Wednesday, September 23rd, 8:30, the Black Bear Bar. Looks like it's a $5 cover, which is nothing.
$5. It's free if your name is Manny Faces, though. Only if it's Manny Faces on your New York State ID, all right?
Well, it doesn't matter. That ain't gonna happen. That ain't the government name. But yeah, I appreciate that. And but yo, I always, you know, recommend people come through to it because, you know, I do know that even just with you being associated with it, that it's not gonna be garbage. But I've been hearing great things, man. So I'm looking forward to coming through. I appreciate you calling up and telling us about it and again,
sir,
giving us a little heads up about what happened at the Source event. You know, I hope that you got something out of it, and I hope that people who go there get something out of it. Because if they're just going there for a discussion about hip-hop, well, they could do that for free every Sunday night on the New York Hip Hop Report, 10 o'clock, right here.
Indeed. One thing I wanted to say about that Source event as well, man, last note, I'll leave with you. There was a second panel. I don't remember all the names. I do know Mozzie, who works for Def Jam and used to host these street battles back in the day to jump off TV. He was on that panel. And there was one thing or a couple of things that they talked about, just how hip-hop really connected cultures across seas. You know, like, we love hip-hop out here, but we don't really know hip-hop and as a country the way that other countries know hip-hop here. And there was a young lady on the stage who was talking about how in France there's a lot of racism, and there were just these different groups of people who would never mess with each other outside of these hip-hop concerts, but every time the show would go on, you would see all these people in the crowd just dancing and vibing and moving together as if they never had no hatred for each other outside of there. And there was another thing that Mozzie had told the crowd about a Tunisian rapper who created a song that started the Tunisian Revolution. Mm. And that was just like the most awesome thing I heard about hip hop in a little while. You feel me? So
All right.
Like those were a couple of the gems that I will say definitely hit me.
Those gems are well appreciated. You know, we talk about it here, and I remember saying, Karis once said something about, you know, hip hop being one of the only cultural movements that has had the effect of, like you said, bringing people together from different walks of life, different cultures. Like, in a hip-hop show, you could really find anybody.
Absolutely.
You know, and really feeling it, like, not just there to observe or to rock out, but to, like, that's part of their lifestyle. And that's what hip-hop really brings to the table, you know.
Yeah.
And it does happen throughout the world. It does happen here in America, though, and I think people don't realize that it's still very much a part of Americana, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And we know it because we're in New York City, man. So, you know, we're in some of these spots. And certainly when you have the tribute sessions like you do over there at the Black Bear Bar this Wednesday, September 23rd, it's filled with people who respect it and feel like that. So if you're that kind of person, these are the places you should be at. So Osiris Anthem, thanks for checking in, man. I appreciate you.
Absolutely, brother. I'll see you soon, man.
All right, no doubt.
All right, peace.
Peace out. Peace. There it is, Osiris Anthem. Again, frequent Freestyle Monday, frequently at Life's Legendary Ciphers. And this Wednesday, September 23rd, a tribute to Kendrick Lamar featuring him and Tiger Speak over at the Black Bear Bar, 8:30 p.m., $5 over there in BK. Good times will be had by all, I will guarantee it. Although I won't pay you back your admission fee if you don't like it. But I'm pretty sure you'll like it. So, yeah. So shouts to them. I've been trying to go see this show for like months. You know, when you have a monthly show or, you know, they do it like kind of frequently, it's kind of tough. You know, if it happens to fall on a day that you're not available. But I tell you one thing, I've been anxious to go check this out and see what it's all about. So I'm going to try to make it my business to be there this Wednesday. Osiris Anthem is dope, man. You got to come out to Freestyle Monday, Steve. It's been a while. And he is often a champion, more often than not in the final round, and really exemplifies the greatness that can be found in freestyle, impromptu rap. It's not an easy thing to do, and especially at the level that he and some of his regular competitors do. And you'll find that at Freestyle Mondays. You'll find it at Supreme Bars. Shouts to the folks at Supreme Bars, also a monthly event. You'll find all of these events and many more on the amazing, illustrious, incomparable, inimitable BirthplaceMag.com events calendar, BirthplaceMag.com/events, where you'll find all kinds of New York area hip-hop events, including the ones we're talking about later this week. Also happening, shouts to what's going on this week? Oh, shouts to All the Ladies Say. This is a great movie, Underground Hip-Hop Anniversary at the Bronx Museum. This is happening on October 2nd. I don't think it's this week, but it's coming up, and I just want to point it out. It's on our event calendar. Shouts to Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. They've been guests on this show. Shouts to Anna Rockefeller Garcia, B-Girl and movie director. They're going to be having an anniversary of that film, All the Ladies Say. So, again, man, we talk about – I got to go back to last week's show, Steve. I got to say that when they talk about the OGs not being respected, when the OGs like Melly Mel and them who came out after the people, the backlash, or maybe some people had backlash over their appearance in a Macklemore song. There was a bunch of chatter about it, and they lamented the fact that the OGs weren't being supported. Well, I spent a lot of time on last show talking about it and telling them that I think that they're wrong, and I don't think that they should be disparaging an entire generation of hip-hop artists, despite what might be on the top 40 radio side, but the folks like Osiris Anthem, the folks like Ill Spoken, the many, many folks across the country, not just New York City, you know, who are doing really great progressive hip hop, when a Melly Mel or, you know, a Questlove or some of these other cats who get on the mainstream media side or even the big hip hop media, they gloss over. And I think that's unfair. So I made my bones about it last week. Now, first of all, let me say this, because there were some people that say I was a little harsh. Steve, they say I'm a little harsh. And I'll say, listen, you know, it's fair. I can, you know, I was harsh. But, I think I'm keeping it real. But exactly. I'll say this, and I meant to say this last week, and I should have. If there is any OG, any veteran, pioneer, architect who would love to be have their voice heard without the DJ Vlad kind of I'm only going for the drama, you know, without the 99.9% of hip-hop media that trying to get that clickbait headline, you just want to come and kick it, then hit me up, man. You are always welcome on this show. Right, I'm a true school cat myself. I respect and salute all of them. Who we had on the show who reached out to us? Who saw what we were doing and said, "Oh, I want Granddaddy IU." I've had Ralph McDaniels on this show. We've talked to Big Daddy Kane, right? From the Fearless Four.
Fearless Tito.
Tito, Devastating Tito, right? Had Devastating Tito on the show to talk about his amazing award presentation that he puts out to the OGs. So I've always been a supporter of the OGs. No questions asked. So you can call me harsh, but at the same time, who's reaching out to us and saying, wow, this is a media outlet that does support the OGs? They get on the media outlets and they say, nobody's supporting us. But here we are. Devastating Tito, Ralph McDaniels, Big Daddy Kane, Cypher Sounds, who's an OG, by the way, not an OOG, but, you know, he's been doing things for a long time. Granddaddy IU, just to mention a few. I'm one dude, Steve. I don't got a big staff. I can't go out and contact all these people. But now here's my thing. The true schools, the pioneers, the architects, they have a hard time with marketing, with PR. You know what I mean? They really do. We talked about their flyers being looked like they made, you know, in MS Paint. You know, shouts to Christy Z, Pebon, and the True Tools of War, True School Park Jams, who are always bigging up the OGs.
Well, it's funny because DMC, you know, had it to the mix about, you know, disgruntled rappers of the past. He was like saying, you know, and this is a quote from him, "It is all but gone. We get respect, but we are not allowed to participate, and that is the disrespect or the disconnect. When you remove the building blocks and the foundation, everything stops growing. It becomes stagnant and monogamous." Now, what do you mean he's not allowed to participate? Anybody from the old school is allowed to participate. They just have to put forth the effort and put forth, like you said, the marketing.
I don't think it's going to be handed to them. You got to understand something. There is a difference, like, you know, in the generations and in who's going to listen to them. I mean, they said nobody put us on a song before. What? You know, not everyone's going to put you on a song. Not everyone can do that. Not everyone can be Macklemore, you know, where he's the darling of the music industry. He can do whatever the hell he wants. He can put anybody on a record. But you got people with contracts and record labels, and the record labels are saying, nah, you can't put them dudes on a song.
They're
not going to let you do that.
Come on. Exactly.
So who are you mad at? So why do you disparage the artist? So, okay, go after the industry. And when you go after the industry, like I say, it's real funny. We reached out to these cats for an interview, but they didn't give us an interview because we're small. They gave XXL an interview. XXL hasn't been supporting you. So there's a two-way street here. And I'm not being bitter, and I'm not bitter, B. I'm gonna talk as well as I can. But I'll tell you one thing. When I met Grandmaster Caz and Easy AD, when I met the Cold Crush brothers in real life, which was an honor for me to meet them in real life and kick it with them, it was at WBAI, and it was at a yearly event that Ife Dancy puts together called the Hip Hop Takeover. She did it for a bunch of years. She's now on BLS and Hot 97, but she was at WBAI, and she had a show, a yearly thing called the Hip Hop Takeover, 24 hours of hip hop programming. The first year I heard about it, I called in and I gave my 2 cents. The second year, we were, you and me, Steve, sat in those studios and did this show there. They invited us to do a 2-hour block of the New York Hip Hop Report on WBAI. We were fresh. We had just started our show. It was on like 10 episodes, and we did a full version over there at WBAI. And we met the Cold Crush brothers there. So when I hear people say, when I hear OGs complain that nobody is supporting them, I get a little bit, I feel some type of way. Because I'm out here supporting the new cats too. I don't want to make sure that the Joey Badasses and the Bishop Nehrus and the Flatbush Zombies and the Dave Easts and the Bodega Bams and the Chelsea Rejects and all these new artists that are coming out get they shine. That's, I want to make sure that no one thinks of us as an old school show. But at the same time, we're talking to Ralph McDaniels and Big Daddy Kane, and I'm and we're at events with Grandmaster Caz and the Cold Crush brothers. And then these OGs are saying that nobody supports them. Well, listen, man, all you had to do in your interview was say, you know who does support us? The New York Hip Hop Report, Birthplace Magazine. And even not us, somebody else who probably does. Name somebody else. It doesn't have to be us. And let them get some shine, because now you've told XXL and that big audience at XXL, I'm trying to get the sound bite out of you that, you know, is all filled with drama. But in that interview, you drop the name of a media outlet that is bigging you up. Wouldn't that be fair? Ever since I started the show, Steve, I'm like, yo, Sunday nights on SiriusXM Radio, Rap is Out of Control with DJ Eclipse and J57 and all them. They're on at the same time as me. I'm literally telling you about another show on at the same, because it's not about me, it's about hip hop. You want to learn, yeah, get some old school, new school, they play all that stuff. You know what I mean? I point people in different directions. Where do I tell people to go Sunday nights? Every Sunday night I tell people to be where? End of the week. Even though they're happening at the same time as this show. Why would I do that? Because it's not about me, it's not about Manny Faces, it's not about Steve Ortiz, it's not about the hip hop, it's about hip hop. First, I do the Manny Faces show on Bonfire Radio. The first guest I have is Joe Conzo, the OG of all OG, one of the OG photographers, the man who took hip hop's baby pictures, all that. So we represent OGs, man. We big up the pioneers and the architects. So when you tell me I'm harsh because, you know, I'm coming down on them for coming down on hip hop, I mean, that's unfair. What did Osiris Anthem just say a few minutes ago? Every monthly, hashtag I Love Fun Day goes down in New York City. Every week I'm on the show with you, Steve, telling people about all the good stuff that's happening in hip-hop. But does anybody show us love? Like, you know, come on. Do the OGs say, oh, here's a show that respects us? No, so I'm not mad. I'm only saying that in defense of me coming down on them for being so harsh on new hip-hop. There's so many good things happening, man. This is the most progressive time in hip-hop history, and it is going to take something to get that message out, because the pioneers and architects are just not good at that. They're not good at marketing. They're not good at reaching a new audience. And the Source 360 is great. Fine. A3C is great. Fine. Which I have problems at A3C for charging journalists, but whatever. We'll skip over that right now. But I'll tell you what they're doing, Steve. They're preaching to the choir. Somebody has got to find a way to get hip-hop's reputation to the rest of the country, so that to the rest of civilization, so that we don't get looked at negatively, so that it's not so hard to get a street named after Pumpkinhead in Brooklyn, so that it's not so hard to get a street named after Biggie Smalls, so that they don't look at hip-hop and rap as being simply the negative monolith that they think it is. I tell you, that's the key. I'll tell you, that's what I'm working on. And I'm telling anybody who's listening, if you are down for that, if you say, yeah, Manny, that's right, that would help us. Because you don't have to listen to the radio, Top 40. But you know who does? The cat who's booking the venue. So when you come as a rap artist and say, oh, we'd like to book a show, and they look at you and say, I don't want none of that shit here. And they send you on, no, I'm not that kind of rap artist. Like, you lost your chance. Sure. Because that's all they think there is. That the only hip-hop that can make it to Broadway, and all props to them that's doing it, but the only hip-hop that can make it to Broadway successfully is Hamilton. But they messed up the Tupac musical. You know what I mean? There's people who are decision-makers and allies of hip-hop that need to be informed better as to what hip-hop can really be. I read an article a couple weeks ago, Steve, that said after Ferguson, St. Louis hip hop gets serious. And I'm like, what was Tef Poe doing comedy beforehand? Like before yeah. Ferguson? Was Tef Poe doing stand up comedy? Like he'd been there, he'd been serious. They're only paying attention after Ferguson, and now what? A year later, now they want to write an article about it. So anyway, Steve, we've talked about this 1,000 times. I'm just letting anybody know, you know, that's my stance, and I'm working on some things. If you want to be part of that, if you want to know more about that, please do visit. Well, geez, you can visit my site, mannyfaces.com, and you can fill out. There's a little email mailing list thing there, or nyhiphopreport.com, where all these shows are archived. nyhiphopreport.com. Or mannyfaces.com. Sign up for the email list, and I'll give you more information, because we got something that is coming that is going to try to help achieve this goal. So, in the meantime, though, of course, we're here every Sunday night, 10 p.m., giving you the haps on the New York hip-hop scene. Once again, shouts to Osiris Anthem, who checked in earlier, told us about his event coming up that he's affiliated with. Playground Session presents a tribute to Kendrick Lamar, featuring Tiger Speak at the Black Bear Bar this September 23rd, Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. On Thursday, I want to tell you about something. This is really cool, Steve. It's kind of weird. I don't think the audience is going to go there, but the audience listening, they might have older adults in their life mm-hmm. who might really enjoy this. So I got hit up by this organization called Senior Planet. Well, the organization is called Older Adults Technology Services, and they have a little program called Senior Planet. Right now, Older Adults Technology Services is an organization in New York City that trains older adults using technology. So, you know, sometimes our parents or grandparents not really good with the computer, not really good with, you know, some of the things they need for taking the cell phones and smartphones and all that, right? So they help out the older folks in New York City. That's great cause. We love our elders, and that's a beautiful thing. So they are actually now having an event this Thursday, September 24th, at Avenue Lounge in New York City. and it's called BYOV, Bring Your Own Vinyl Benefit. So it's a fundraising event for this organization, and it's literally bringing all the older adults out for a club night Thursday, September 24th from 6 to 9 at Avenue Lounge, 116 10th Avenue at 17th Street. And they really encourage they have a DJ, and they encourage the folks to bring out their own vinyl to the party, whether it's, you know, blues or jazz or even some early hip hop or old R&B or soul or polka or whatever. They want everybody to bring out their event, their vinyl to the show, and it's going to be a nice event. Now, they reached out to us and they said, well, you know, you guys are hip hop, but, you know, it's music. It's, you know, your audience is into this stuff. It's New York City. And I thought it was a great thing. So I just want to shout them out and say, listen, man, if y'all know some older folks, older adults in your life that are really into music, they might find a great they might find it to be a great event. So check them out. Check them out at seniorplanet.org. There's going to be there's tickets for sale. There's drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and you know, it's going to be a great event. Listen, man, you know, just like we talk about supporting the elders, man, we got to support our older adults and let them have some fun too, man. I think it's a really cool event. I'm glad to be
for
affiliated.
Sure.
Yeah, man. So that's that. Shouts to Core Rhythm, a.k.a. Mtume Gant, a.k.a. Core Rhythm. I went to see his short film called Spit. We've had him in birthplacemag.com, and I think we've had him on this show, actually, as well. And he did a short film about being, you know, what it's like to kind of be in the mind of an artist trying to make it. He did put himself in the role of a hip-hop artist in New York City. An indie hip-hop artist, a conscious-minded hip-hop artist, for his short film Spit, which has been a bunch of festivals. You know, it's film festival season. Been in a bunch of festivals, and he just showed it at the Coney Island Film Festival. Last week it was at the Harlem International Film Festival. I think it's away from New York for a little while, but I really want to tell folks to, you know, support that project. Find it next time it comes back into town to check it out. It's a short film, but obviously short films do lead to bigger films. And Tume is a good dude. He will be on this week's episode of the Manny Faces Show. That's my longer show where I talk to a lot of artists and creative folks. I have a show on bonfireradio.com this Thursday, starting at 8:30 p.m. I will be talking to hip hop artist and director filmmaker Mtume Gant, a.k.a. Core Rhythm, about his movie Spit, a short film. You can check that out, bonfireradio.com, and you can check out past episodes of The Manny Faces Show at themannyfacesshow.com. Also got a really cool duo that I'm talking to called The Grand Affair. Does some really cool stuff. It's a guy on the beats and cuts, and a delightful vocalist. She's on the mic, and they come together to do some real cool electronic kind of just chill out music, little hip hop influence on the beats, and a little kind of, yeah, man, it's just cool stuff. So check out The Grand Affair, if you will, and check out Mtume Gant, www.spitthefilm.com. That's who I checked out this week. Just bringing you some random stuff, man. Just bringing you some random New York area hip hop stuff, you know, so people know what's up.
I mean, there's always something going on. I mean, this is a question of, you know, being informed.
That's it. You know, shouts to Freeway, not a New York City cat, but definitely a big hip hop name. Freeway out of Philly, diagnosed with some kidney problems, kidney failure. And I believe he's undergoing dialysis. I haven't heard any more about that. But just a big, you know, kind of shout out and, you know, get well soon to the to Freeway. And that's what's going on over there in Philly. Of course, once again, the New York Hip Hop Report brought to you by Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com. Check out the event calendar there. We have a lot of great events coming up and some stories and information for you there. The Manny Faces Show is every other Thursday on bonfireradio.com. Often hip-hop influenced guests, but sometimes not. But I'm pretty sure that if you dig hip-hop like I do, you'll dig the guests that I get. Some really creative folks there from different genres and different walks of life. Steve, you got anything else on your agenda, sir?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to mention, actually, I caught Fetty Wap on the Fallon show the other night.
Oh, yeah? He was on Fallon? Okay.
Yeah, he was on Fallon performing Trap Queen. it was a good performance. I just do what a, you know, I don't like when you have a hype man on your, you know, such a small stage.
Gotcha.
But you know, it was good. It's always a good look. You know, I'm always happy to see an artist on there, and it's always a good look. I mean,
I'll tell you, Fetty Wap is one of my guilty pleasures, I guess, you know, right now. I know that he's, you know, represents a different school of hip hop than some of, you know, some of the cats that pay attention to us. But I enjoy him, man. I think he's bringing something real different to the game. I really do. And I like his style, man. And it's different. And, you know, we ask for things to be different. We don't want formula. And I think that's why he's gotten. Yo, the thing about Fetty Wap is crazy is that he don't even have an album out yet. He's about to drop his album. Like, he's made so much noise off of like three banging singles. Yeah. They don't even have an album out. You know, it really shows you. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know what they talked about at the 360 panels talking about the music industry. But it really goes to show you how different the music is. They're releasing albums on Fridays now. You got cats like Fetty Wap that are blowing up off of singles, you know, not even putting out an album. You got people that blow up and then completely disappear. You know what I mean? This incredible burning star that's like falls out of the sky as quickly as it gets hot. You know, like, it's really a different game right now. But you also got, like, independent artists that are killing the game quietly. Like, they're not – you don't hear about them on the mainstream radio. They don't even get to be in the hot seat with Ebro, you know, or the Breakfast Club. Like, they're out there working hard, and they're touring. They're touring the world. They're making good music. They're living their life. It's really an amazing thing. I don't think that, and this isn't like, I was watching a documentary on B.B. King, you know, Chitlin Circuit. Like, these guys are touring the world and getting paid and making a decent living, I would think, being musicians as hip-hop artists. And you haven't had that opportunity in the past so much. You had to be an OG that now decided, well, I'm going to tour across seas and you know, kind of live off of my history. Or you had to be, you know, a major label artist. You know, you got some of these artists. That's why, you know, the line of bull that Ebro gives on the interviews when he says, well, you're not hot enough is bullshit. Because, you know, a bunch of these artists, especially from New York. But, you know, if you look at the Vince Staples and the, you know, some of the artists that are coming out, I Am Sue and all these folks that are coming out from different parts of the country, they're touring and selling out fucking clubs and shows on a regular basis. So it just shows how crazy this system is, this game is right now, this industry is, and that really you can find ways to change the game without falling into the old, you know. So I find it funny that the industry heads are always the ones that are speaking at these conferences when it's like, you know, y'all really don't have it figured out anymore, do you? Like, they're trying to, like, hold on. Meanwhile, there's people changing the game. And getting put on. So I just want to say to people, like, who are artists or who are maybe independent minded entrepreneurs, I know we got a lot of y'all that, you know, ride with us, you know, try to look outside the box, man. And for those who are looking for hip hop, looking for something, whatever you want is out there. Whatever kind of hip hop you want, whether it's old school, new school, true school, smoke out, you know, cloud rap, whether you want it to be trap, whether you want it to be, you know, conscious, political, Christian, Muslim, whatever you want in hip-hop, yo, it's out there, and it's being done really well. This is the most progressive time in history for hip-hop music and culture. New York City is the most progressive and diverse city for hip-hop music and culture in the world. Simple as that. You know what I mean? Steve, I'm going to be actually doing something really cool. It's called the Big Eyed Blues Festival.
Nice.
The 10th annual. You go to BigEyedBlues.com, and it's Thursday, October 8th. It's 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a blues festival, so blues music, right? On Thursday, October 8th at the Cumble Theater, it's a panel called The Blues, and I am co-hosting this panel discussion. with a very well-known, very storied bluesman himself named Bill Sims. It's a open forum. We'll be talking to a bunch of people who want to come out and discuss these things. And it's really basically going to be a discussion of hip hop from the blues, you know, the history of the blues and how it's led to hip hop. And maybe we'll talk about some parallels between the blues and hip hop. And it's really, really cool. And, you know, I'm really excited to be a part of it and honored that they would ask me to be on there, you know, based on my involvement in hip hop, my knowledge and such. So I'm really excited about it. So again, BigEyedBlues.com. You get tickets. I don't think it's very much. But if you'd love to hear what we talked about earlier, Steve, like somebody, what I try to do is I try to present hip hop to people who maybe aren't already familiar with it. It's easy to preach to the choir, but mm-hmm. I think it takes a special something when we got to reach out to areas and genres and people and venues that aren't necessarily going to think of hip hop in a positive light and show them that there's something really positive about hip hop. And that's what I'll be doing at the Big Eyed Blues Festival, man, October 9th coming up. So, yeah. That's what's up.
Sounds cool, man.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So, all right, my man, I'm going to cut it a little short tonight. Like I said, we got a lot of things going on and so many little side projects that I'm working on. I got to get to work, man. So we did report on some important things. Once again, shouts to Pumpkinhead. Shouts to Illspoken, running the group DJ lessons out at Funkadelic Studios. Check it out if you want to learn how to be a DJ. He's a good teacher. And shouts to Osiris Anthem. Osiris Anthem calling in. Check out his event along with Tiger Speak this Wednesday, the 23rd at the Black Bear Bar. I'm going to try to be there myself. Shouts to Senior Planet and their Bring Your Own Vinyl older adults party at Club Avenue. Listen, man, for real, tell your parents about it, man. Buy your parents a ticket. You know, everyone, it's 6 to 9, it's early, and they might really enjoy the atmosphere. Just getting, you know, getting out and being in a lounge or a club where the, you know, where they say the oldest person isn't 26 years old, you know what I mean? And they might have a good time. So shouts to them for reaching out to us. We do implore that you go there. And once again, any OGs, architects, pioneers, new jacks, breaking artists, people really want to try to get in the scene. You're doing something great. We want to talk about it. You're always welcome on a New York Hip Hop Report with me, Manny Faces, and him, Steve Ortiz. And we'll be back next Sunday night, 10 p.m., as long as technology lets us do our thing. All of our episodes are at nyhiphopreport.com. Follow us on Twitter at nyhiphopreport. I am at Manny Faces. He is at Grover Box. And we'll be back next week. Steve, thanks for rocking with me, man.
Oh, man, no problem, man. Thank you.
All right, we're out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah. For sure, we need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists. Cause, you know,
that,
yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
This is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip-hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quickly, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually has the skill of dictation.
Manny Faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. Della made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York stitch.